Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A mountain so tall that its peak is visible from over 100 miles away, and its climb is a testament to human endurance and determination, this is the story of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world, and the 73rd anniversary of its first successful ascent. First, let's set the context. On 29 May 1953, at 11:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time, New Zealand mountaineer Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay reached the summit of Mount Everest as part of the British Mount Everest expedition led by Colonel John Hunt. The route they took was via the South Colonel on the Nepal side, and this day is observed informally as Everest Day in Nepal. What makes this significant is that their achievement marked a major milestone in the history of mountaineering, and it paved the way for countless other adventurers to attempt to conquer the mighty mountain. Now, let's delve into the geographic profile of Mount Everest. Standing at an impressive 8,848.86 meters tall, Mount Everest is not only the highest mountain in the world but also a significant geological formation. The climbers who attempt to scale its heights must navigate treacherous terrain, extreme weather conditions, and steep slopes. Building on this, it's essential to understand the challenges that climbers face when attempting to reach the summit and how the mountain's unique geography contributes to these challenges. The climbers themselves are also fascinating individuals, each with their unique backgrounds and experiences. Edmund Hillary, for instance, was a New Zealand-born mountaineer who was trained as a beekeeper. He served in the Royal New Zealand Air Force during World War II and joined the British expedition based on his Himalayan experience. Hillary was later knighted on the day Queen Elizabeth II was crowned, 2 June 1953. He went on to climb many other peaks and co-led the 1958 Commonwealth Transantarctic Expedition, reaching the South Pole. He also founded the Himalayan Trust for Sherpa Welfare in 1960 and served as New Zealand's High Commissioner to India, Nepal, and Bangladesh from 1985 to 1988. Tenzing Norgay, on the other hand, was born Namgyal Wangdi in Tengboch, Nepal, and later took the Sherpa name Tenzing Norgay. He resided in Darjeeling, British India, and was an Indian citizen post-1947. Norgay was a veteran of multiple prior Everest attempts, including the Swiss expeditions of 1952, which came within 240 meters of the summit. He received the Padma Bhushan in 1959 from the Government of India and was the founding director of the Himalayan Mountaineering Institute in Darjeeling from 1954 to 1976. Norgay refused a British knighthood but accepted the George Medal. And here is something that surprises many students: the question of who summited first, Tenzing or Hillary, was always answered by mutual agreement that they reached the top together. Now, let us turn to the Indian connections beyond Tenzing Norgay. While Tenzing Norgay's legacy is well known, there are other significant connections between India and Mount Everest. For instance, the first Indian to summit Everest was Avtar Singh Cheema, who reached the top on 20 May 1965. The first Indian woman to summit was Bachendri Pal, who achieved this feat on 23 May 1984. Moving on to the threats to the mountain, it's essential to consider the impact of climate change on Mount Everest. The Khumbu Glacier is retreating, and the base camp has been moved approximately 50 meters in just 5 years. The Western CWM temperature is warming, leading to icefall instability, and snowfall is decreasing at high altitudes, exposing more ice. Climbing windows are narrowing, and the May good weather period is becoming more variable. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that climate change is not only affecting the mountain's ecosystem but also the lives of the people who depend on it. Crowd and commercial pressures are also significant concerns. With around 600 climbers reaching the summit during the May season on the Nepal side, traffic jams at the Hillary Step and the summit ridge are becoming increasingly common. The 2019 image of a 300-person queue near the summit became symbolic of the overcrowding issue. Many climbers are underprepared, relying on sherpas, fixed ropes, and supplemental oxygen. The royalty fee for a permit in Nepal is approximately $11,000 during peak season. What does this mean for the sustainability of mountaineering on Everest? The answer is that it highlights the need for stricter regulations and more responsible climbing practices. Environmental degradation is another critical issue affecting Mount Everest. An estimated 50 tons of garbage are on the mountain, and the Nepal Army has been leading a mountain cleanup campaign since 2019. There is a mandatory waste return policy, which requires climbers to bring back at least 8 kilograms of garbage. However, human waste disposal issues at base camp remain a significant concern. And here is a striking fact: the impact of human activity on the mountain's ecosystem is not only an environmental issue but also a health concern for the climbers and the local population. Geopolitical factors also play a significant role in the management of Mount Everest. The border between Nepal and China runs along the summit ridge, and China's Tibet route opens and closes based on the political climate. This highlights the complex relationships between the countries involved and the need for cooperation to address the challenges facing the mountain. Now, let us turn to the Hindu Kush Himalay cryosphere context. The HKH region spans 8 countries and has the third largest ice store outside the polar regions, with over 1.6 billion people dependent on its ecosystem services. The cryosphere is critical for regulating the water supply, and changes in the HKH region can have far-reaching consequences for the environment, economy, and human populations. The wider significance of Mount Everest cannot be overstated. It is a cultural milestone, a global symbol of human aspiration and limit. The India-Nepal-China linkage is also significant, as three civilizations meet at the summit ridge. Mountaineering can be seen as a form of people-to-people diplomacy, promoting soft power and cooperation between nations. The Himalayan ecosystem provides essential services to a quarter of humanity, and climate adaptation is critical for the region's sustainability. Tourism is also a significant contributor to Nepal's economy, with Everest tourism playing a substantial role in the country's foreign exchange earnings. Moving on to the way forward, it's essential to consider stricter permit caps, mandatory experience requirements, and carbon-neutral climbing practices. Nepal has recently discussed capping the number of climbers, and a Memorandum of Understanding in 2024 requires climbers to have summited the 7,000-meter peak before attempting Everest. Eco-based camps and solar-powered shelters can help reduce the environmental impact of climbing. Cryosphere monitoring is also critical, and cooperation between ICEMOD, the Indian Ministry of Earth Sciences, and China is necessary. A pan-regional mountain ecology framework, such as the South Asian Mountain Initiative, can help address the complex challenges facing the HKH region. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic of Mount Everest and the Himalayan region is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers Indian geography and world geography. The distribution of key natural resources, important geophysical phenomena, and cyclone-related and topographic phenomena are all critical aspects of this topic. GS Paper 3, which focuses on environment, is also relevant, as conservation, environmental pollution, and degradation are essential considerations. Analytical hooks for mains include the HKH cryosphere and South Asian water security, commercial mountaineering and its environmental and ethical considerations, and Tenzing Norgay's legacy and the recognition asymmetry between the South and the North. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The first successful Everest summit was on 29 May 1953 at 11:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time by Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. The expedition leader was Colonel John Hunt, and the route taken was via the South Colonel on the Nepal side. The official height of Mount Everest is 8,848.86 meters, jointly revised by Nepal and China on 8 December 2020. The Nepali name for the mountain is Sagarmatha, and the Tibetan name is Komolungma. The mountain was first measured in 1856 by the Great Trigonometrical Survey of India under Andrew Vauf and was named after Sir George Everest, the Surveyor General of India from 1830 to 1843. The first Indian to summit Everest was Avtar Singh Cheema on 20 May 1965, and the first Indian woman to summit was Bachendri Pal on 23 May 1984. As of December 2025, a total of approximately 7,563 persons have summited Everest. The Sagarmatha National Park is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and the Himalayan Mountaineering Institute in Darjeeling was founded in 1954, with Tenzing Norgay as its founding director of field training. The HKH region spans 8 countries, has the third largest ice store outside the polar regions, and supports over 1.6 billion people downstream. In conclusion, the story of Mount Everest is a complex and multifaceted one, involving geography, history, culture, and environmental concerns. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember that the topics you study are not just about facts and figures but also about the people, places, and ecosystems that shape our world. The significance of Mount Everest extends beyond its height and its climbing routes, representing a symbol of human aspiration, international cooperation, and environmental sustainability.